Aaron Rodgers on his first week with the Steelers there on NFL Network. Did a fantastic interview with Kyle Brent, who was wearing a Jerome Bettis Super Bowl 40 throwback jersey, which was a nice touch throughout that conversation. I'm sure if Malzi was here, Donnie, he'd be ripping Brandt for having no journalistic integrity and wearing a jersey and putting another man's name on his back for that entire interview. But alas, Malzi is not here. It's a nice day in the summer, so he's playing golf.
That could be on the next episode of Moral Malzi.
Kyle Brandt, bad guy or good guy, but probably bad guy because he wore a jersey during an interview. Tonight in San Francisco, a chilly one. 60 degrees for first pitch. It gets cold there in the summer. And that is Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Aaron Rodgers, and we got to give away these Chris DeStefano tickets to see the great comedian. I'm saying great. I don't think I've ever seen him or heard him before, but I'm sure he's terrific. Next month at the Byam Theater. You heard Rodgers talking about sharing that suite with DK Metcalf. That's gotten a lot of buzz. Rodgers told Metcalf, because the toilets are loud in the dorms, if you pee at night, don't flush the toilet because it'll wake me up. So Metcalf, if he has to go to the bathroom, will sometimes text Rodgers to see if he's still up. And if Rodgers says yes, he'll flush. And that happened the other day, and Metcalf texted back, bet, period, I'm about to flush the toilet. Rodgers is 41 years old. Does he even know what that means? Bet. Bet, period, I'm about to flush the toilet. Explain that to people
he's played
listening.
With guys, he's played with guys young enough. I'm sure he's caught on to the lingo.
Yes. Can you tell people what that means? Like humans that are listening to the show that are over the age of, I don't know, 35?
I mean, I've always just interpreted that as like, all right, sounds good.
Have you ever did it yourself? And said, oh, bet, yeah.
In a serious manner, no. I've said it to like Ben Tenuta because that's right
of
his wheelhouse.
For saying, for talking like that, yeah. Let's get to Rodgers reacting to Terry Bradshaw. You've probably already heard it. It's so good, it's worth hearing again. I've watched it and listened back to it probably a half dozen times since Saturday. So if this is new to you, great. If it's not, that's fine too, because it's interesting, entertaining, and it also leads to a bigger discussion about Rodgers.
I've known Terry for a long time, okay. being a part of Fox. Terry's a legend. He's an absolute legend. He won 4 Super Bowls. He's had a legendary career in the media. But Terry, like a lot of people, doesn't know me. And so he's got an idea of what he thinks about me based on what I've done, the documentary, what I've said, Darkness Retreat, whatever the hell you want to talk about. I'd love to get to know Terry on a deeper level. And I feel like if he gave me a chance to get to know him, then we'd have a good friendship. Because for me, I have nothing but the utmost amount of respect and deference for what the greats have done. Because they laid the foundation for us to be able to play in this great game, to be paid like kings, and to carry on the tradition of excellence that guys like the Bradshaws of the world in the 70s and Bart Starr in the 60s and Lombardi and Joe Montana and Steve Young and Troy Aikman and Brett Favre and all the greats that have been over Tom Brown. We're standing on the backs of those guys, and it's because of how they played and how they carried themselves that we're able to have this opportunity to still play this great game, to get paid really well, to set ourselves up for our future. So I'd love to get to know Terry on a deeper level if he's open to it, and maybe we can go chew some bark or whatever the hell he's talking about together.
It's a great high road answer. It's not going after a guy who's in his 70s and bringing up some, you couldn't spell cat if you spotted him the C and the T, Hollywood Henderson stuff, or, you know, comparing stats. You know, Rodgers will do that sometimes. Rodgers has gone after Ryan Clark before. He'll pick and choose in the sports media who he wants to be an enemy or a friend of. And he decided, now that he's a Steeler, to compliment and praise the career of Terry Bradshaw and say something that is usually true. Don't judge me until you get to know me. Now, for 99% of people, the way we judge you is based on what you show us or tell us, because we have no way of becoming friends with you or getting to know you. So I'm sorry to Aaron Rodgers. One thing I'm going to disagree with him on is, like, how would you want fans to view you? You had control over the documentary that came out. Like, That is the way we get access to you. You go on McAfee's show because you want to peel back the curtain a little bit and give people a chance to get to know you. So when you bring up things like a darkness retreat, if some people think that that's cool and that's deeper thinking and that's introspective, great. If other people think it's bat bleep crazy, well, you can't really be mad at them for that. If you've tried to hang out with Terry Bradshaw and he's basically told you off or left you on red or any of those things, well then, I guess that doesn't reflect well on Bradshaw. But, you know, at the end of the day, what Aaron Rodgers is doing here, I'm not saying it's hard. I'm not saying he's doing anything that's backbreaking. It's not labor intensive. It's probably not giving him any kind of emotional pain or physical anguish or anything like that. He's just knowing, he's doing a very good job of knowing his audience and saying things that make him sound more endearing and likable to fans that are learning about Aaron Rodgers other than his stats and what he's done on a football field for the first time. Or not for the first time, but he's on your team now. Okay, even though he was in Green Bay and he's great and he's one of the all-time best players ever at the quarterback position, he's out of sight, out of mind in the NFC North. He's getting kind of a clean slate with Steelers fans. And he's acing it so far, in my opinion. Now, I think, you know, what is that worth might be the question. Like, the fact that he's kind to fans in Latrobe and we see his playful interaction with teammates and all of that, is that actually in any way transferable to what's going to happen this season? I would say probably not. But, you know, if he came into this and his attitude sucked and you could tell that he was only here to collect another paycheck, that would be different. He took a big-time discount. He's only playing for $13 million. So I do take him at his word. He also said in this interview, I'll play it right now, he was asked by NFL Network why he didn't retire after 20 years, and this is what he said.
I fell in love with this game when I was 6 years old. I wanted to have that closure and give back to the game one more time the way that it's given to me. As I thought about my life, really everything special in my life is because of this game. Mm-hmm. And that's not hyperbole. The relationships that I have, the friendships that I have, the people that are really important in my life, the money and the fame and the good parts of those and the good feeling is because of this game. I love this game and I want to give back to it one more time and have fun with it. And I just felt like this is what I was supposed to do.
It's fun now. We'll see if it's fun if things go badly early in the season like it did with the Jets last year. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. He is taking a very unique tact to this final season. It's like he's self-aware enough to know that the Steelers are not a great team. And he also is cognizant enough to realize that the entire football world knows that the Jets experiment was a complete and utter disaster. So he's chosen to say things like, and he's very careful about what he says and how he says it. He's picking out words like, I'm trying to have fun. He's not really said that much, I'm here to win a Super Bowl. I want to go out on top. I want to have a Jerome Bettis finish to my career. He's not putting those lofty expectations on things. He's not setting the bar ridiculously high. The bar he seems to be setting for his Steelers era or tenure is, let's just have it go better than it did in New York. And that's a very low hurdle to jump over. And that's attainable. Like, he doesn't sound like a guy, unless he's trying to undersell and overdeliver, he does not sound like a guy who, even holding himself to a certain standard, expects to get back to being the MVP-type player that he was a few years ago. He just wants to have a good time. But the problem is, in pro sports, good time is, like, intertwined and connected to winning. And sometimes you have to have a bad time and get on people's asses and things have to get uncomfortable and all that to win. And we'll see if Aaron Rodgers is willing to do those things. Brady did, but that was Brady's DNA. Brady's identity was holding everybody super accountable at all times, changing teams and molding the team in his likeness. First 4 days of camp, a lot of the reports have been, hey, Aaron Rodgers is pretty much doing what he's told. It doesn't look like Aaron Rodgers' offense. It still looks like Arthur Smith's offense. I'm not sure that's a great thing at the end of the day, but early on, I guess, give the guy a shot, give him a chance, and don't demand that it has to be done your way from day one. So, look, if I will stand by what I've said about Aaron Rodgers from the second this was potentially going to happen, and then obviously said numerous times after the signing. I still don't think it's going to end well. I still don't think there's going to be some memorable moment in terms of Aaron Rodgers turning around the Steelers the way that Peyton Manning did in Denver or Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. I just don't believe that's going to happen. And Aaron Rodgers has not won me over with the way he's talked to get me to think like his football career is going to end on a better note. But, you know, as someone that had misgivings about him because of his interactions with the Jets and the way he threw Mike Williams under the bus and how easy it was for him to pass the buck to other people in New York and blame them for their struggles, I'm hearing a different person so far during his brief Steelers career. And that makes me want to root for him and makes me like him and want to believe that he can be better.